Hello, it is welcome to another Aries Working Group call. This is the Working Group A call where we overlap with our friends in the Eastern Hemisphere in the Old World. This is March 25th. We have the agenda in the wiki as normal. I'll put this into Rocket Chat, into the Zoom chat if I can find it. As per custom, we can, I forgot to log in. I encourage everybody to log into the wiki, come in and edit the page and add yourself as an attendee. That helps a lot with tracking who, I took over somebody. we're stomping on each other. Sorry, Steven. Add yourself as an attendee. That helps us track who is participates in what conversations. Today is fairly light as far as the agenda goes. I will call out at the beginning, we do have some presenters that have signed up for future meetings. So Sven is going to present next time in 2 weeks on formal verification. We'll give him a good chunk of time. I'm excited about that. And Robert is going to present on, he's going to encourage members of the Sovereign Networks IoT Working Group to come and present on IoT best practices. And so I need to reach out and let Adam know about this and Lohan, but that's going to be in 4 weeks from today. So those two sessions I think will be good. But today the focus really is we want to do some work updates, go through the various initiatives people are involved in. So I'm glad Andrew's here. We got Alex, and it'll be good to coordinate on stuff. Remember the code of conduct. We'll be nice to each other. Please don't break the law regarding antitrust. Wherever you live, add yourself to the wiki as per normal. I'm going to take it out after this time. I think at the global forum, they asked that we do fill out the Hyperledger Diversity, Civility, Inclusivity Survey. They want to check and see if anybody feels like they've had a bad experience in our community. So if you haven't filled it out, please do. It'd be really useful. And then IW at the end of April, this is going to be an all online experience. I'm really excited for it. You will need to, I believe you have to participate in the Western US time zone, meaning you don't have to geographically be there, but you'll have to shift your hours for those couple of days. I have done that before for conferences. It works out okay. It's better than traveling, I think. And I'm really interested to see. It's an unconference format. It's a lot of fun. I'm really interested to see how they're going to bring this unconference format online. They have some tool they're using that sounds pretty exciting. Any other announcements? Oh, Adam, I see you've joined. I was specifically writing you a message on Rocket Chat to make sure you're invited on April 22nd to talk IoT best practices with Robert.
Yes, I saw that. Thank you.
Excellent. So you're invited. And Alex, if you can, or Sergey, if you can remember to tell Nikita, why don't you sit next to Nikita? I think he'd enjoy it too. Feel free to give personal advice to anybody else you want to. Any other announcements? Well, let's take a minute and do introductions. If you have not introduced yourself to this group, we want to make sure you have time to do that. Of course, there's no obligation. We won't kick you out if you don't introduce yourself, but it does help us to, we're a friendly bunch and it helps us get to know each other. So if you have not introduced yourself, please come off mute and explain who you are and what your, I'd be interested to know what your use case is for Aries. That'd be really valuable. So.
Yeah, I could start, you know, this is Mohan, Mohan Venkatraman. We are actually a blockchain practice company based in Morrisville, North Carolina. We are an IBM partner. We work exclusively, you know, we have worked a lot of projects on Hyperledger Fabric. We also have dabbled with Hyperledger Ethereum for US federal government projects where Some of our work has also been recognized for patents by the US PS as well as our partners, Deloitte. Right now, we have a joint venture with IBM called Trust Your Supplier, which has got about 14 major companies worldwide, which are members of this consortium. Trust Your Supplier is briefly a supplier qualification platform, a supplier digital identity platform. And you know, I don't want to go too deep into it right now, maybe for another call, but we are interested and we are actually working. My colleague Scott is also on this call. We are trying to leverage the Hyperledger Aries as part of our wallet implementation for Trust Your Supplier.
Excellent. Thank you for introducing yourself and thank you for explaining your use case. Supply chain is a key use case for Aries. That's definitely true. Who did you say your colleague is?
That's me, Scott Zrozinski. Scott Z, I'm the list. I'm also working at Chainyard, as Mohan mentioned, exploring the same use case really and other use cases potentially, but trying to understand how to leverage Aries into whatever we can.
Excellent. Thank you for joining both of you. That's great. And you said you were in Eastern Time Zone US.
Yes.
Right. Morrisville, North Carolina. We are very close to close proximity to IBM Building 500. And, you know, obviously I can send a link to Trust Your Supplier. It's actually in production. And, you know, Vodafone, Nokia are some of the biggest names, GlaxoSmithKline, AB InBev, ABN AMRO. These are US, UPS, these are all the members of this consortium. And we have gone through two Board of Governors meetings in the past, and we are truly excited to have Trust Your Supplier as a major network, production-grade network right now. So Aries definitely will be very greatly beneficial in our roadmap strategy.
Excellent. Thank you. That's great. And you'll be interested. We host two Aries calls. This one we do every other week because the overlap with Europe is a very hot time zone. It's very hard to have a weekly meeting. But we have another meeting in the U.S. afternoon that we host every week. So, and we cover different topics in each one. But the status updates at the beginning, there's a lot of overlap. But then we have different presenters for the second half.
Thank you.
Great.
Excellent. Thank you. Anyone else want to introduce themselves right now?
Hi, this is Joseph Boyle from Oakland, California. I was at the Connectathon a few months ago with Kalia, and I want to catch up on what's happened since then, just to keep up with the space in general. I'm interested in building and trying the toolbox, so I'd like to find out the build environment for that.
Excellent. Thank you, Joseph. Nice to see you again. It was a pleasure to hang out with you last December in Utah. The last meeting, I'm trying to remember exactly which meeting it was. I think it was the...
It was last week on the B call.
Yeah, last week on the B call. We spent a half hour on the toolbox, so you can catch that in that recording. Thanks, Sam.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Joseph, you can reach out to me, too, if you have any specific questions or need help there.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot, Sam.
And for Mohan and Scott, the toolbox is a developer agent. It lets you, it pretty much exposes all the knobs of Aries protocol stuff. So you can connect to an agent and just send all sorts of random things and see the messages go back and forth. And it's a great development tool. Highly recommend you look at it.
Thank you.
Excellent. Anybody else looking at the list? I think that's everybody. Anybody else want to introduce themselves? Okay. Before we do work updates, I did want to quickly just mention, I don't think we've discussed it on this call with this member of the Aries community, but the Sovereign Network, the Sovereign Foundation has had some funding difficulties. So the team that worked for the Sovereign Foundation all need to find other employers. That's unfortunate. It does mean that if you're hiring and you want an Aries expert, there are a few of them on this call who would be happy to talk to you. Feel free to let us know if you're hiring, and we can connect you to the right people. You won't find better trained Aries experts than the TSL Foundation. One more hand?
Yeah, always, you know, so we always are looking for folks for chain, you know, for our Trust Your Supplier product line. So feel free to send me an email, or I will forward it to the appropriate people.
And have you put your email into the wiki yet? Do you have a wiki account?
Not in the, you know, I am a member of Hyperledger, the Hyperledger project, but I don't have a wiki account here. Yeah. I will put my email there.
Yeah. Or you can say, and I'll type it in if you don't have an account yet.
Yeah, it is mohan@chainyard.com.
At chain?
Yard. chainyard.com.
Excellent. So that'll be great. That's in the wiki now, so other people see it as well. That'll be really, thank you, Mohan. That's really valuable. And it'll be great. Hopefully it's really valuable for you when you get an excellent member of your team joined. The other key piece of information around the SaaS Sovereign Network is that the trustees posted a blog post, if you haven't seen it, explaining the work that is going on to make sure the network remains in good health. It is in good health now, and we expect to continue in good health. So we don't need to spend a lot of time on the Sovereign Network on the Aries call, but I did want to just highlight that if you haven't seen that blog post, you should probably check it out. Participate if you're interested. There's a lot of good ways to help that network. It's the largest deployment of Aries at the moment. It's the largest Aries ecosystem. There'll be others over time, but I want people to be aware of that. Any questions about the Sovereign Foundation or the Sovereign Network? So I did have one question, Mike. Is a volunteer, now that it's not your main thing, who will be moving Aries Credex from the foundation repo to the Hyperledger repo?
I can still do that whenever it's ready.
I'm comfortable with moving it. I don't think it has to be super polished so long as the README makes clear it's a work in progress, I'm comfortable with it being in the Hyperledger repos already. Does anybody have a different opinion on that?
Yeah, it certainly needs a README, but most things are working now, I think. I'm just doing some cleanups on the revocation support.
I think he said every
Indie Credex or Aries Credex.
Ah, okay.
I would agree that with Richard that, you know, both can be moved pretty quickly. It makes it a whole lot easier for others to participate, so just putting in a README and moving it over would be a good thing, I think.
So, Mike, if you're willing to do that, I know you're busy on an indie pull request at the moment, but and this is not time sensitive, but I don't want it forgotten. So if you're able to do that, that'd be great. If you're not able to do it, then let us know and we'll find somebody.
It's mostly just getting Hyperledger to create the repo so I can push to it. So that's not too hard.
Excellent. Okay. Any other questions or comments about Sovereign Foundation, Sovereign Network, repos, Aries repos in the Sovereign Foundation, GitHub, anything else on that topic? There are a few of these that I'd be comfortable with getting moved whenever it's convenient, but the Aries toolbox has already moved, hasn't it? Yeah, this is a fork from Hyperledger. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was moved a long time ago.
Excellent, thank you. Okay, very good. Let's do release statuses, work updates. We can spend a chunk of time on this. I think we'll have some good conversation. Don't see Daniel, don't see Keith. Any updates on the Aries Protocol Test Suite? Okay, we'll move on. The for those who are newer to the Ares project, there is a Ares is mostly a collection of RFCs at the moment, but there is a protocol test suite to demonstrate compliance against those RFCs. I do know Sergey and Artem have been running against that test suite to check Evernim's products to see if we're compliant. I'm very excited. I was very excited, Sergey, to see the output that said passed on all the tests. How many tests are in there at this point in time?
Well, actually, I'm not sure about exact amount of tests, but seems like they are now covered at least happy paths for main protocols like issuance, proving, and connection.
Excellent.
Hey, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely not categorize Ares as a number, as mainly a bunch of protocols and RFCs. There's a lot of code. I think you didn't mean to say it that way, but that's the way it came across. So those new to the call, there's a lot of code out there for Ares, and it's not just RFCs and protocols, protocol specs.
That is correct. The Cloud Agent Python and the Framework Go are and the Framework.net are all very mature at this point, and the Toolbox, of course. And there are some emerging frameworks as well that are maturing rapidly. So you're right, Steven. That really what I meant to say.
Sorry about that. Just didn't want to leave that go.
Yes, I think that's a fair correction. But the Ares RFCs, I think, is where. Where we spent the most time as a community, I'd say. There's a lot of good thinking in there. So that is, thanks for the correction. Now, as part of that, currently, most of the shared code between these frameworks is done in libindy, in the Indie project, in the Indie SDK. And some teams like Ares Framework Go are re-implementing portions of that to better match their environment. Other teams are using libindy, and we want to make sure libindy evolves to be more usable by the various frameworks. So we have this project where we're calling Ares Shared Libraries, where we're splitting libindy into the verifiable data registry that's indie-specific. That will hopefully become a basis for various ledger VDRs. We're taking Anon Creds, the credentials mechanism, credentials exchange mechanism out of libindy, and it's moving into Indie Credex for the Indie specific stuff and Ares Credex for more generic credential exchange items. There's a pack unpack that's been standardized in an Ares RFC where the plan is to eventually pull that into its own thing. There's key management when you pull that out. And we've also talked about another library that nobody started yet, even with the design. Which should be Ares non-secret storage for everything that's not keys. And so that work's been going well. You can see links to various repositories. So let's start with IndieVDR. I know Andrew wrote most of it. I know Sergey's been working on getting libindy to use it. And I believe, Steven, your team has also been getting Akapai to use it. What's the latest on IndieVDR?
Yeah, so most of the progress at the moment has been by Sergey and Artem, I think. Yeah.
From our side, we have a separate branch of this IndieVDR integrated to libindy, but it's separate branch, not yet merged to master due to our upcoming release. And I think the plan is to finish March release of IndieSDK and then trying to bring this IndieVDR to master branch, so maybe even for April.
Excellent. I'll put a little padding there.
I did put in some small updates to the proxy app so that you can pull it up in a web browser and get HTML formatted responses now.
I think that proxy app is a pretty slick contribution. Thank you for that, Andrew. Normally we talk 0MQ to the ledger, but 0MQ requires some ports that are often blocked. And so one thing the NDVR does is that you can proxy everything through HTTP, and then that proxy can forward it on the Ledger. And that's pretty convenient. It's also a nice debugging tool. Andrew, do you have ACCUPY using NDVDR at this point?
I had a branch that was using it as a proxy. I don't have one that just imports the library and sends things that way yet.
Excellent. That's good to know. So it's nice to see that getting some real usage as we mature it. That's very exciting. So we talked about needing a design doc last time. I think the rest of the stuff's been making good progress. Any progress on a design doc?
Not yet, sorry.
Good to know. Anything else on the VDR? Okay, what's the latest update on Credential Exchange?
Looks like Aries is first.
Mike, have you been able to make any progress?
I have not. It's the same state it was before.
Fair enough. That makes sense. Now, Alex, I know Andrew Nikitin has been working on rich schemas. Has that involved changes to the Aries Credex stuff?
Yes, it will involve it, but we're not there yet. So currently what Andrew is finishing is communication with the IndieLedger, and it's in IndieVDR. So we're almost done implementation in IndieVDR. We finished implementation in IndieNode. So the next step will be to implement the protocols using the rich schema approach and W3C credential approach in IndieCredex. This is the plan.
Excellent. And rich schemas is our shorthand for the W3C standard verifiable credentials that include proof presentations, encodings, mappings, that kind of thing. So we're making good progress on that. It's been a project, we've been working on it probably for 3 months now, but it's getting close. We should be able to demo something soon. So that's exciting. Thank you, Alex. Andrew, anything on IndieCredex?
Yes, so like I said before, I've just been tidying up the revocation support in there. There was a related PR to URSA, so now the generation of tails is a lot faster for our use case with issuance by default. But I think that's about it for now. The Python wrapper is looking pretty good, but I still need to add the regular C wrapper.
And I forgot the name of that Rust library, Python to Rust.
PyO3. PY3.
Oh, PyO3, sorry. Yes, thank you for reminding me. Very good. I'm not aware of anybody pulling out Pack Unpack yet. That one's fairly non-controversial and not too big yet. So it's exciting to see us tackling the hard bits. Aries KMS, Mike was working on the documentation. We did spend the entire session 2 weeks ago on this topic. So if anybody has questions about the KMS, I recommend seeing checking out that recording. I don't believe we've done anything since then. Mike, you were going to say something.
I was just going to say, I haven't heard any feedback from it. So either everybody understood it perfectly or nobody understood it. So
give Mike feedback. That's a good... I know Alex and Daniel and I discussed it and said it seemed to... It made sense. Just need to take time to start implementing that kind of stuff. It seemed very compatible with the way we've been thinking about things. Is that a fair summary, Alex?
I'm not sure that I was so involved into this, but yeah, probably.
Yeah. So Sergey, Alex, Andrew, anybody who has feedback on that, we'll need to get that to Mike.
Yes.
Sure. Okay.
That's from my side. Yeah, I only have a brief look at the design. I just need more time to provide a useful feedback. But at first look, it seems perfect.
Very good. Akapai, is this still the latest release?
That is still the latest release, and work continues on revocation. That's one we're working on a lot these days. The work that was large, that, you know, the big parts were completed, and now we're down to really refining how it works and getting that going. So it's looking good.
Excellent. Aries Framework Go.
Hey, this is George. So, like I typed there, so far for this cycle, we're working on implementing the out of band protocol, which is pretty new. And we're also implementing the issue credential and present proof protocols.
Exciting. And I really liked the thinking in the out of band protocol. We've been digging into how that, how to adopt that too. So that'll be really good. I don't see Jack. I do know he's made a lot of progress on the Ruby stuff. I do know he's looking for other contributors to the Ruby project. So if any of you enjoy Ruby or are using Ruby on your projects, highly recommend you work with Jack. AriesFramework.net. I know we've done a bunch of testing against StreetCred, which uses the AriesFramework.net. And there were some problems we found with Aries, with support for Aries NR Profile 1.0 in, but I believe those are all set to be fixed in the next release. Is that the correct updates, Sergey?
I hope so.
So I know we did a pair programming session with Tomislav and figured out what needs to change and have a plan for changing it. So I don't know the timeline on that, but we're pretty excited.
I believe it's the changes are already in Indy, in VCX, and Tomislav is going to implement support the necessary changes in the near future. That was Artem said.
Yeah. Very exciting. So that'll be great. So at this point, we know Akapai is compatible with agents built on AriesFramework.net, and Evernim's agents built on libind, libvcx are also compatible with both Akapai and AriesFramework.net agents. So it's nice to see this interoperability vision actually happening. It's taken a year of hard work, but we're getting there. It's exciting. All Aries interop profile 1.0. Any update on the static agent Python?
There's not.
Okay, and anything about the toolbox since last week?
Not since last week. The demo represents sort of the latest edition there, but if you haven't seen it in a while, that was a good chunk of update.
Excellent. And then I know the team there's been a lot more traffic on the Java SDK, Java framework. That's been nice to see, and a lot more traffic on the JavaScript framework. That's been great to see. One that we don't have on this list, people are contributing a mobile agent, Ozma, to Hyperledger. I saw that by Sukalpo, so that's exciting. We talked a little bit about rich schemas already. Mike, what's the update on Ursa?
I have implemented the hash to curve stuff in Ursa. I'm going to be pushing out that a PR to that within the next hour or so. That is the constant time hashing to curve. And I've also made some updates to the AMCL wrapper that have been there because there were similar issues in that one with terms of using a different modulus than it should have. But anyway, that should all be fixed with that PR. And then I would like to do a release with that. I know Indy has some specific packaging requirements. So if anyone from the Indy team, like Sergey or Alex or one of those guys, can tell me what those requirements are, I could also include that in the PR, or they could just submit one as well. So hopefully there will be IRSA 0.4.0 within the next day or two.
That was my next question. That's the 0.4.0.
So for Indy SDK, the requirements is pretty easy. It should be just a Rust crate. But for Indy Node, it should be a Debian package. And I think for now, it's for Ubuntu 16 platform. Yes. But yeah, Alex, can provide more details.
Yeah, it's should be both a package in PyPI, Python wrapper, and a Debian package, the corresponding Debian package. And we need to make sure it works for Ubuntu 16, since currently the only platform that Indy Node supports. Having the packages for Ubuntu 20 would also be beneficial, since we have some plans to migrate to Ubuntu 20. So,
if I can get help with that, that would be great, because I don't know what all the packaging needs are.
Okay.
But happy to help.
Thank you.
Sergey, is that something on your team can help with?
Probably.
Excellent.
Hey, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Could I ask a question of the group? I was talking with Tobias today, who is part of Global Matter, Matter Global, sorry. And they are the creators of Ozma, built on top of Aries framework.net. One of the questions we had is, as we think about moving it over to Hyperledger, is what name it should be given. So it could be Aries-Ozma. Ozma stands for Open Source Mobile Agent. It could also be Aries Mobile Agent Xamarin. Any thoughts on that from the community?
I like Mobile Agent Xamarin. It's been known by Ozma, but it precludes sort of the presence of an open source agent in some other language, and I know there will be. So to avoid confusion, I think following the same language naming pattern that we've used in other repos could be really useful.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So Aries Mobile Agent or Mobile?
Naming things is always so easy. I think Mobile Agent, it matches Cloud Agent. Now, that may not have been the right thing to do, but at least it's consistent, right?
Yeah, I mean, our opinion now is Aries Cloud Agent should be Aries Framework Python, but I think it's too late for that. So we're not likely to change it, but it probably should have been, the framework term came around later, so I get
right.
it.
But the mobile agent is never going to be something like a framework. It's a mobile agent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like the .NET. I prefer the Xamarin.
Xamarin is so much harder to spell.
You get used to it after you use it a lot, like naming something.
Did I spell it right?
I think that's supposed to be an A, I think, but I don't know. I always check.
We should spell it phonetically just to confuse everybody.
Yeah. Two A's.
Yep, two A's. A-R-I-N.
And an I, sorry. A-R-I-N. There you go. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Sorry to digress.
No, that's a good use of the meaning. I'm comfortable with whatever we name it. I don't have a strong opinion, so long as it's descriptive and unique. So, now, I know Matter Global originally did Ozma, but didn't Sue Calpo do a bunch of work on it recently?
Yeah, but he's pushed his changes to the, it's still the Matter Global repo.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's pushed his changes into that. So it really comes down to the Matter Global folks pushing ownership over to over to Hyperledger.
Thought I had that repo in my history. Yeah, there it is. Okay. That's great. Very good. Any other conversation about Ozma? Any other conversation about Ursa? Any other Ares related projects we need to talk about? There was a, when we were talking about Ursa, I remembered another item that I needed to make sure the group was aware of, but now I'm forgetting. I don't know. I'll bring it up on chat if I need to. Yeah, I can't remember. Well, that was my list of topics for today. I think it's a really useful collaboration session to be able to, we've skipped the project updates the last couple of times. So I was glad to be able to reserve most of this meeting to go through it in some detail. Joseph, you want to get updated on the project. Was that a good update? Any questions?
That was great so far. I'll take a look at last week and get in touch with Sam. Thanks.
Excellent. Okay. Well, unless there's something that people would like to cover, in, questions, collaboration topics, something else people want to cover in the next 20 minutes, then we can end the call early. Anybody have a topic that you want addressed? Question, answer, anything? Okay, so next time we'll talk formal verification. Then later in April, we'll talk IoT best practices. And those who are in a convenient time zone are welcome to join in a few hours when we do the afternoon Aries call. We'll do the issue game, go through mediators, DID exchange, and credential issuance version 2.0. Oh, I remember. The other thing I was going to mention is we're talking about Akapai, mentioning Anon Creds, that we're having improved revocation support and improved revocation support in Indie Credex. I wanted to clarify for people that are new to the project. We have Indie supports anonymous revocation, privacy preserving revocation in version 1. And there's a new implementation in version 2 that's in Ursa, but has not yet been implemented higher up the stack. And so that's, we're calling Anon Creds 2, and we're currently working on that. And then the other topic that I want to cover, since Mike and Sergey, you're both here, Mike implemented in Ursa the ability to sign keys, which could replaces a lot of the uses of libsodium. Sergey, I know we did some testing with that, and we found we couldn't remove libsodium. Have you given Mike that feedback yet?
I thought there is the same feedback in the ticket, and I'm not sure have it posted the link to the comment to Mike. I'll double check if that's on it's full enough.
Excellent. So Mike, did you see that comment? Did you have any questions about it?
No. I know what I need to do. It's finding the time.
So you saw the ticket, but you didn't have questions?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, excellent. And recognize the work you're currently doing is really valuable. So I don't see it as it's a nice feature. I'm glad you built it, but I don't think you need to stress about completing that work in the short term. So okay, I want to make sure we had, since you and Sergey were both on the call, I want to make sure we had a chance to address that if there were any questions. Okay, anything else? Okay, we'll close the call then, and I'll talk to everybody on Rocket Chat at chat.hyperledger.org, on the mailing list at list.hyperledger.org, or in this call in 2 weeks. Thanks.
Thanks.